In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. Genesis 3:19. Chapter 1. An American Hunter in the Fields of the Lord.
Be still.
Phil whispers the command as he looks to the sky, gripping a 20-gauge shotgun loaded with birdshot. My brother Jace, Uncle Si, and I are crouched beside him, along with three of our buddies. We're hidden in a duck blind on our property in northeast Louisiana near the Ouachita River. A duck flying overhead would never spot us. We're toting shotguns and wearing full duck-hunting camo. Our faces are smeared with black face paint, and our ears are protected by plugs. It's a good morning for duck hunting. The sun is burning off the mist, and all is quiet except for the buzzing insects and the random sounds of the woods. It's nature in its purest form. Waiting, waiting, waiting. We do a lot of that. We've had our morning coffee and biscuits that we cooked up in a little stove we keep in the back of the blind. Peggy Sue, our black Labrador retriever, stands inside the edge of the blind, every muscle straining to pounce into action. My brother Jace blows on a duck call we made in our shop. Most people would just hear your basic quack, quack, quack. But the call has been handcrafted with precision and sounds more like a duck than most ducks do. In duck language, it sounds like, "Hey, how are you doing? Come on down here. This pond is a great place for ducks to hang out with other ducks and do fun duck things." Our hand-painted decoy ducks are bobbing in the pond, a friendly party invitation. One good old boy, a poet named Ogden Nash, said this about us duck hunter types. "The hunter crouches in his blind, neath camouflage of every kind." That's us. Six men versus a couple hundred juicy little birds. Our guns are Mossbergs, made to our own specifications and under our own name. They're made in America, just the way we like. I prefer hunting with a 20-gauge shotgun. It's lighter, and you can swing it out a little more. It's not as powerful as some other guns and doesn't have as much range, but it's good for ducks and quail, even doves. It's easier to handle and gentler on my shoulder than the impact of 10 gauges and 12 gauges, the really powerful guns. When you're ready to fire, your brain makes complex calculations based on years of shooting and muscle memory. It's always different. You never know exactly where the animal will come from or how it will move. You've got to get out in front of those ducks and shoot ahead of their flight path so your shot hits them. Once you pull the trigger and fire, after your load travels 30 to 40 yards, the bird drops. That's with the 20-gauge. The whole idea with a 20-gauge is to get the ducks to come in as close as possible so you can get a good clean shot. A 12-gauge will reach out farther, and you can take perhaps a 60 or 70-yard shot. You've got the power and the load to make it there. With a smaller caliber gun, you'd never take that shot. It wouldn't have enough range to reach its target. I see a couple of big bass flipping around the pond and want to throw out a line and reel them in. But it would be risky to start fishing. I could totally lose the ducks. It's September, early teal season in Louisiana, the time of year when enormous flocks of blue-winged ducks migrate during the Grand Passage from breeding grounds in Canada to below the border as far south as Peru. Lots of them stop to take a break on our property. Like many other people, we are folks who look at ducks as a great food source. Ducks are eaten by many creatures, and we're just another one in line. It's the time of year when Phil busts out nuggets of backwoods wisdom like the Grand Passage. It comes, and then they go back. Most humans are totally unaware of it. They're oblivious to it. It's happening right above their head. But they never look up to see it. They miss a lot. He says this kind of thing at the beginning of every season. The blue wings on the move, the Grand Passage has begun. Brush your blinds, grab your gun. Let's go kill some ducks, boys. We're an old school farm-to-table family, or in this case, sky-to-table. The duck blind we're hiding in is one of nearly 70 duck blinds on our 1,000-acre property. Ducks are a lot like